The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us again. I'm so excited to have you back, and I'm even more excited to have our guest on today. He is the co-owner of Uptown Properties, Mr. AJ Shepherd. AJ, thanks for joining us today. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you, Cody, for having me.
Absolutely. The pleasure is all mine. I appreciate you making some time for us and the audience today. For those that are maybe new to either joining us or finding out a little bit about you, would you mind giving us a little bit about your background, kind of where you're from, how you got into real estate, and what kind of real estate you find yourself in these days?
I first started buying houses in about 2007, 2008. My brother and I are located here in Portland, Oregon, and we, right at the downturn, just found that we kind of started the BRRRR strategy, if you're familiar with that, before they even coined it BRRRR. We picked up good deals, renovated them, refinanced them, pulled all of our cash out, and then sometimes the bank would even pay us a little bit more money. And that was really helpful. And we'd roll that capital just into the next project. So we just kept doing that over and over again until we got to about, 15, 20 properties. And we're like, hey, we're doing all this management of these properties. Like, why don't we offer those services to someone else? So we opened up third-party management, which was Uptown Properties. We also opened up third-party construction, which is our Shepherd Brothers Management or Uptown Construction. Kind of did that for 5-7 more years. We were kept buying properties, graduated into some more multifamily stuff, like buying duplexes and fourplexes, and kind of doing those renovations. So 2018, we opened up brokerage. So we have third-party brokerage now. And then I think 2019 or 2020, we did 8 units, 2 fourplexes next to each other. And we're like, hey, why don't we think about syndicating these? So we mocked that deal up as though we were going to syndicate it. We still did it ourselves, but we kind of used that as the jumping platform to get into syndication. And so since then, we've 2019, 2020 started syndication and just continue doing that. So that's kind of like the roadmap on how we got to where we are. Along the way, there was, always a couple little things that can kind of like a shiny object here or there. And we do have kind of an interesting story about one of the real estate deals that we came across. So we had a opportunity to open up a business, which was a brewery and bottle shop, on a lease option to buy. And we were able to buy the property. Yeah, it's kind of fun owning a brewery, but what I have to say is it was definitely one of those things that we spent an inordinate amount of time at kind of learning how to do the business, maybe even not doing it very well, and really kind of detracted us from our ability to really focus on what we had learned to be really good at and knew that we were really good at.
So if you don't mind, AJ, it's interesting. I think you get the award for most businesses under your belt at one given time for our guests. And I think that's great because it gives you a lot of perspective on the different aspects as it comes to real estate. You've got a lot of different tools on your belt, if you will, to be able to play in the real estate game. And I'm sure that's aided you along the way as you continue to build out your portfolio. As you're going though, obviously this is a little bit different than what we heard early on with your background. When you're looking at this, what was the most attractive thing when you were looking at this new project in the brewery and the bottle?
Yeah. So one of our buddies, one of my fraternity brothers from college came to us and he was looking at this property. I think his company actually owned it. And he's like, it's been sitting here vacant for 2 or 3 years. Nothing's really moving on it. And he's like, I'm sure that we could get a lease option to buy. We could build a business in a couple years, get it to where it's financeable, and then we could purchase the property. At the time, it was a big step for us. And we were looking at it like, oh, this could be, an awesome opportunity. There's a way to purchase the real estate. The unfamiliar thing was the business, the retail business, the kind of brewery, bottle shop. That was just really unfamiliar to us. And it took a long time to really learn all those like new concepts and new things on what to do. And honestly, I mean, it took up a ton of our time. You know, we can definitely look back on the purchases of real estate and, you know, during that like 2 to 4 year period, we definitely slowed down on our other purchases. This is like one of those things, like, I mean, if you know what you're good at and you can do more of that and let someone else who's, you know, maybe a little bit better at something else do it, like it's a better use of your time to continue like your highest and best use, if that makes sense.
No, I think it does. And I think that's really good advice. I would like to know, thinking back, you know, we've heard a lot of times on the podcast, it's kind of a running theme, you know, bringing on partners that are really good at certain skill sets, whether it's through a JV or actual partner, like bringing them under their umbrella through the partnership to help do different things that maybe you're not as skilled at, or maybe your brother, whoever it may be in your organization. Looking back though, do you think it would have been better either to just avoid the property at all and say, hey, that's just not something that we play well in. Let's focus on what we really do well. That way we can increase the amount of properties we're moving through currently. Or do you think it would have been better to say, this is a great deal, this is a great opportunity for us, but we need somebody to come in and help us run it that has that experience? For those that maybe find themselves in a similar situation, maybe they're looking at something like that, what do you think would have been the better play for you guys and maybe some folks that are listening at home thinking about that now?
Yeah, Cody, you hit it right on the head. Like, honestly, that we did kind of get to that point, but it just took us a long time. So we started that business in like 2011, and the business really morphed over time. Like, we started out with 6 taps. We started selling homebrew supplies, and then we kind of went through this shift where then we had this opportunity to buy a brewery. So we bought like the equipment, and then we modified the building to actually have a brewery. So we constructed, essentially doing a modification to the building, changing the zoning on it to become from like a M mercantile to a F2 manufacturing. So when we first started out, we didn't really initially know exactly what it was going to be, but in the last like 3 or 4 years, you know, and we struggled from like 2011 to 2018 or 19. We went through several different managers. We started out with one guy that we thought was going to be pretty good. And he was kind of like the manager on it, but ultimately ended up getting another job. But in the last few years, we brought on someone as a partner and we gave him equity in the business. Since then, it has run like a machine, and I've had to spend so little time in it. It's great. And then, in fact, we're actually opening up a new location for just the brewery. And so we have actually split the two businesses. The bottle shop is Uptown Beer Co., went through a name change too. And then the brewery is Binary Brewing. And Binary Brewing is going to be opening up its own location in downtown Beaverton, which is like a suburb of Portland. So, but it was really bringing that partnership on that really allowed for the business to kind of take that next step and then really start to succeed.
And I would imagine for those that may be listening and maybe not, but thinking back to when you started the business and you were starting to figure out what it's going to be, it may have been a little bit tougher to think, hey, I want to give up some equity to bring in like a really good partner to do something like this. How much, obviously we know the success it is now, you're about to open a second location, but how much peace of mind does that bring and allow you to go really do other things by just being able to give up that equity to outrun on this side of the business to protect the rest of what you guys do on a daily basis? What kind of peace of mind does that bring to the table?
Oh, I mean, it's been great. Both my brother and I have been able to play a lot more golf, you know, run our other businesses. In the meantime, I have created a couple other businesses and started partnering with some other people on those. And, you know, it's just networking and getting into partnerships and getting a piece of something as opposed to 100% of nothing is very good. My dad loved that saying. He's like, 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing. And, you know, it's one of those things that, like, if you can cultivate good people around you, you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. You just have to be the smartest at finding those people that are really good and get them and have them help you. It's been great having this new operations person and giving him some equity in the brewery business and in the market, and then we're poised for great success.
Well, and I love that being able to actually take what you've learned from there, and it sounds like you've opened some other businesses. You've already brought in those partners, so being able to replicate that model now, I'm sure it's a lot easier to get up and running, and you know kind of what you need to do and what you need to look for either in the person or what they're able to bring to the table for those businesses, so that you can focus on either golf or more of the real estate game.
Yeah. And we're definitely more into the real estate. You know, our brokers that are doing sales for us here, they're really into investing in real estate. One of the things that we're doing now is we're partnering with them on projects. So we've got a couple fourplexes that we're partnering with them on. And, you know, it's really great to be able to give back and like teach them, like, you know, what we started out as and how we started, and, you know, show them what a good deal looks like. So that's been exciting for us lately, like being able to kind of give back. You know, we're at a point now where doing a fourplex by ourselves is not really going to be worth our time, but you know, if they can do most of the bulk of the work and they need to meet with me like once a week or something, or once every other week to kind of keep them on track, that's a good deal for them and it's a good deal for us. So that's,
yeah, share the knowledge, pass it along, yeah, to the next generation, the next people that want to know. And it we talk about a lot here that a rising tide raises all boats, right? So,
exactly.
So as much as we're competitive with each other from time to time, it's a friendly competition that we all want to see each other succeed, because deals, I'm sure they're looking at, to your point, aren't the ones that you guys are normally going after now. So there's no harm in teaching and helping those grow their career. And you never know what kind of partnerships or kind of joint ventures may come of it down the road, and what kind of opportunities it can bring for you and your organization. Well, AJ, I can't thank you enough. I think that's been incredible to hear. Don't have that squirrel mentality all the time, or at least if you see something that's shiny and nice, be able to either run it yourself or find somebody that can help you run it and be effective.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, like finding someone that was going to be very confident in running it and had a lot of experience. I think the guy that we started out with at first, we felt confident in him because of some past experience stuff, but he just didn't have the actual work experience of running a retail shop and really, you know the restaurant business in and out. I would also caution anyone who's interested in getting into a restaurant, like, be very understanding. It is a really tough business. Just make sure you do all of your due diligence on it and know what you're getting into. And it is also very rewarding. Like, there were some other perks that, you know, came out of that. Like, we still meet at the brewery, bring all of our clients there, have beers there with them. And it's like kind of like our showroom for what we do. We're like, hey, look, this is what we can do. So there's definitely some perks to it, but it's a very, very tough business. So
I completely understand that, but I mean, it's free beer.
All the time.
There you go. Just whatever you want. Just, hey guys, I'm here.
Well, we actually have like a keg in our office right now. So
even better, man, for all of us to get there. AJ, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for the knowledge that you shared upon us. For those that maybe want to follow up, learn more about what you're doing, partner with you, look for you, where's the best place folks can find you?
So we also run a podcast. It's called West Side Investors Network. And you can find us on westsideinvestorsnetwork.com. You can look up Uptown Syndication, Uptown Properties in Portland, Oregon. If you're interested in the beer company, Uptown Beer Co. Or Binary Brewing. And I'm plastered over every single social media there is, and if you can't find me, there's a problem.
So, reevaluate how you use Google if you can't find them.
Yeah, exactly. So appreciate you having me on. Like, this has been a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure's all mine, AJ. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we'll catch everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.